Parashas V'zois HaBrocho. V'zois HaBrocho, and this is the Brocho, Asher Birach Moshe Isher Elokim, that Moshe, the man of God, benched as B'nai Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, Lifnei Moisei, before his death. Immediately before Moshe's death, he said these Brochos to Klal Yisrael. Im lo achshav emosai, if he did not do it now, when else would he do it? It was his last chance before he would pass away. And the reason why Moshe was called Isher Elokim specifically now, Ibn Ezra and other Mepharshim explain, that is to tell you that these brachos came b'nevuah from Hashem, and it wasn't Moshe's own brachos. Isher Elokim, Moshe was a man of God. These brachos came b'nevuah to him. And the Or HaChaim says that this pasuk testifies to Moshe's greatness and overwhelming love for Klal Yisrael. He had just been told that he would die and not enter Eretz Yisrael because he failed to make a Kiddush Hashem by the Mei Merivah, which was a sin that Klal Yisrael provoked. Nevertheless, even though his death was at least indirectly caused by Klal Yisrael, still his last act on this world was to bless Klal Yisrael wholeheartedly. And before Moshe says the brachos to the Bnei Yisrael, he started with words of praise to Hashem, who showed his humility by offering the Torah first to the Bnei Esav and the Bnei Yishmol, although he knew that they would not accept it, so as not to seem unfair in their eyes. And the reason why Moshe chose this praise to praise Hashem with over other praises, because in this praise is included a praise for Klal Yisrael, for having accepted the Torah, which the other nations rejected. Vayomar, and Moshe said, Hashem mi Sinai bo, which means when Klal Yisrael stood at the foot of Har Sinai, Hashem came out from Sinai to greet them, just like a chosen comes out to greet a kala. Vizorach mi Seir lomoi, which means Vizorach lomoi, he shone forth to Klal Yisrael Miseir, after having gone to Seir and offering the Torah to the Bnei Esav who lived in Seir. And they rejected it, because they were not able to accept Lo Sirtach, thou shalt not kill. Hoifia, Hashem appeared to Klal Yisrael Mehar Poron, after having gone to Har Poron to offer the Torah to the Bnei Yishmael, who also rejected it, because they were not able to accept Lo Signoiv, thou shalt not steal. And the Sifri explains that Hashem offered the Torah to all the nations, and they all rejected it. Maral says the reason why the Torah only mentions the Bnei Esav and the Bnei Yishmael is because they were descendants of Avram, and they were more prone to accept the Torah, and even they were not able to accept the Torah. Va'oso and Hashem came to Klal Yisrael, Me'rivavos Kodesh, with some of the tens of thousands of Malachi HaKodesh of His Holy Malachim. And this is different than a Basar V'dam, a human being. Because a human being, on the day of his chuppah, wants to show off all his wealth and all his glory. However, Hashem, B'yom Chuppasai, on the day of his chuppah, the day of Matan Torah, he did not come to show off all his wealth and all his glory. But rather, he only came to Klal Yisrael with some of his tens of thousands of malachim. Miminoi Eshtos Lomoi, which means Miminoi Lomoi. From the right hand of Hashem was written the Luchos, which was given Lomoi to them, to Klal Yisrael, a writing of Eish Dos, a fiery law, written with black fire on white fire, corresponding to our Sifrei Torah, written with black ink on white parchment. Rashi's second shot in Eish Dos is that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael from Har Sinai that was burning in fire. As the Pasuk says, V'hohor bo'er bo'esht ad lev ha'shamayim, the mountain was burning in fire until the midst of the heaven. According to Rashi's first pshat, Eish Dos means dust. The laws of the Torah were written Eish with a fire. According to Rashi's second pshat, dust. The laws of the Torah were given Eish from Har Sinai, which was burning in fire. Af choyvev amim. Rashi's first pshat is that Af means also. Not only did Hashem show love for Klal Yisrael by appearing to them at Sinai, but Af choyvev amim. He also showed intense love for them by Amim, calling each Shevet Am, a nation for itself. Like we see that Hashem said to Yaakov, Goy ukahal goyim yiu mimeko, a nation and a congregation of nations will still come from you. And at that time, all the Shvatim were born, except for Binyamin. And the Pasuk is saying, Goy, a nation, referring to Binyamin, will be born. And also kahal goyim. Yosef's Shevet will divide into two Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim. So we see that one Shevet alone, Binyamin, was called Goy, a nation. And if Binyamin, the youngest, was called a nation, so too all the Shvatim are also considered a nation for themselves. And Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael is seen also by Kol Kedoshav, all of Klal Yisrael's holy ones, the souls of the tzaddikim, biyodecha, will be stored away with you, Hashem, la'olam haba. Vehem, and they are worthy for this, tuku l'raglecha, because they became centered at your feet by Har Sinai. Yisa midabroisecha, carrying the yoke of your words of Torah. According to this pshat, the mem of midabroisecha is part of the root of the word. Midabroisecha is like misdabroisecha, which means that Hashem speaks to himself, and Moshe overhears what Hashem says. However, Targum Onkelos learns Yisa midabroisecha differently. Yisa is like the word Yisa with a samach, which means to travel. Klal Yisrael traveled midabroisecha, resulting from your word. When Hashem said to travel, Klal Yisrael traveled. According to this pshat, the mem of midabroisecha is not part of the word, and it means resulting from. Yisa, Klal Yisrael traveled midabroisecha, resulting from Hashem's word. And going back now to the first pshat of Rashi, Yisa midabroisecha, these tzaddikim carried the yoke of your words, the yoke of the Torah, which is Torah tzivalanu Moshe, the Torah that Moshe commanded us, Moirosha kilas Yaakov, the heritage of the congregation of Yaakov. And Rashi says a second pshat in the whole pasuk as follows. And according to this pshat, af does not mean also like it did in the first pshat, but rather it means even. Af choivev amin, even when Hashem shows love to the nations of the world by giving Klal Yisrael over to them, kol kedoshav, all of Klal Yisrael's tzaddikim who attach themselves to Hashem, biodecha, are in your hands, you protect them. Vehem tuku l'raglecha, and they became centered and gathered by your feet under your shade. Yisa midabroisecha, accepting your decrees against them with happiness. And they say, Torah tzivalanu Moshe, the Torah that Moshe gave us, was not a one-time gift, and now that it is hard for us, we will give it up. But rather, Moirosha kihilas Yaakov, it is an inheritance for all of the congregation of Yaakov, for generations. Therefore, we will hold on to it and not abandon it. Vayihi vishurin melech, and according to Rashi's first pshat, this pasuk is connected to the previous psukim. Af choyvev amin, even when Hashem shows love to the other nations and Klal Yisrael is given over to them, still, Vayihi Vishurun Melech, Hashem is king over Klal Yisrael, who are called Yeshurun. The yoke of his rulership is always on them. Bis Asev, by all of their gatherings, Rosh Eom, for the purpose of calculating the numbers of Klal Yisrael. Yachat Shifte Yisrael, when all the Shvatim are gathered together. When all the Shvatim are gathered together, this shows great honor for the king Hashem, because Beroiv Om Hadras Melech, by these gatherings, when everyone is together, and there is a large crowd, it is a glorification for the king. Rashi's second pshat is that this pasuk stands for itself. It is not connected to before. Vayihi bishurin melech, when is Hashem a king over Klal Yisrael? Bis'asev rosh e'om yachat shifte Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael has achdus and is united. But when there is no unity in Klal Yisrael, Hashem is not their king. And because of everything stated above, that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, and they are shown great love by Hashem, and he is their king, therefore they are worthy of bracha. And Moshe continues with the brachos to the Shvatim. Yechi Ruuvein, may Ruuvein live ba'olam hazeh, in this world, ba'al yomois, and he should not die la'olam haba, in the next world. The incident, when he moved Yaakov's bed out of Bilhah's tent into Leah's tent, after Rachel's death, should not be remembered about him, and he should not be punished in this world, nor in the next world. The Himis of Mizpar, and his men should be in the count, which means he should still be counted in the number of the Shvatim. Like the Pasuk says, Vayishkav es Bilhah, it was considered as if Reuven lied with Bilhah, but still, Vayu b'nei Yaakov shnei Masar, the children of Yaakov still number 12. Reuven was not taken out of the Minyan HaShvatim. The Himis of Mizpar, his men should still be in the count. V'zois li'Yehuda, the Pasuk is telling us, why is the Bracha of Yehuda placed next to Reuven? Bishlam Shimon is not next, since he did not receive his own bracha, as Rashi will tell us soon. However, why isn't Levi next? Therefore, the pasuk says, "V'zois liYehuda." This is to Yehuda. Yehuda admitted his sin, and so did Reuven. Therefore, they are blessed together. Yehuda admitted his sin of having relations with his daughter-in-law Tamar, and he said, "Sadka, she is right. Mimeni, she is pregnant from me." And Reuven admitted his sin of moving Yaakov's bed. V'zois liYehuda. This is to Yehuda. Admission, hoidah, is to Yehuda. And so was it to Reuven. Therefore, they are placed next to each other. And Rashi brings down another pshat that there is even more to it than this, because Reuven was only Moida after he heard Yehuda being Moida. When Yehuda said, Sadka bimeni, that caused Reuven to be Moida on his sin. And since the cause for Reuven to be Moida is because of Yehuda's Haida, that is why they are placed next to each other. And Rashi says yet a third pshat, that although Shimon did not receive his own bracha, he is included in the bracha of Yehuda. And that is why it says Shema Hashem, Shema being the first three letters of the name Shimon. And since Shimon's bracha is included in Yehuda, and Shimon is after Reuven, that is why Yehuda comes after Reuven. Vayomar, and Moshe said, Shema Hashem kol Yehuda, listen Hashem, to the voices of the kings of Yehuda when they daven, to the voice of the tefillah of David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, Asa, Yehoshaphat, and Chizkiah, Vel Amoy Tivienu, and to his nation you should bring him back. When they go out to war, you shall bring them back safely. Yoda Ravloi, his hands should fight for him, Ve'ezer Mitzor of Tihieh, and you should be a help against his enemies. And this is referring to when the sword was against the neck of Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat davened to Hashem. And this is what Moshe is saying now, that you, Hashem, should be a help against Yehoshaphat's enemies when he davens to you. Zok Rashi inside, V'zois HaBrocho, and this is the brocho that Moshe gave Klal Yisrael lifnei Moshe before his death, Samach L'misasai, immediately before his death, She'im Le'achshav Emosai, if he does not give the brocho now, when else will he be able to give this brocho? Vayomar, and Moshe said, Hashem Misinai Bo, and Rashi is bothered. If Pasuk Aleph tells us that Moshe is giving a bracha to Klal Yisrael, why does Pasuk Bey seem to be saying other things? Zok Rashi, Posach Tchila B'Shvoche Shel Mokoyim. First Moshe started by saying the praises of Hashem, by praising Hashem for offering the Torah to the other nations, so as not to seem unfair in their eyes. Ve'achar kach Posach B'Tzorchem Shel Yisrael, and afterwards he speaks about the needs of Klal Yisrael, the praises and the brachos to Klal Yisrael. And then Rashi is bothered, why did Moshe pick specifically this praise, the praise of offering the Torah to the other nations? Rashi answers, "Uvishvach sheposach bo," because in this shvach that he starts with, "Yesh bo haskoras chus liYisrael," there is also a mentioning of merit to Klal Yisrael, because in this praise that he says that Hashem offered the Torah to the other nations, there was a praise to Klal Yisrael that the other nations rejected it and Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. V'chol zeh derech ritzayhu. And all this is a way of speaking about Klal Yisrael to make them more desirable. Kolomar to say, Kedaihem Elu, these people are worthy, Shetochel Alehem Brocho, that the Brocho should rest upon them. Zok Rashi, Mi Sinai Bo, Hashem came from Sinai. Yotzalik Rosom, he went from Sinai towards Klal Yisrael. Kishibo Lisiate Besachte Sahar, when Klal Yisrael came to stand at the bottom of the mountain, Hashem came from Sinai towards them. Kichosen Hayotze Lahakbil Pneakalo, like a chosin that comes out to greet the kala. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Parashas Yisroi, Likras ho'elikim, Klal Yisrael went out towards Hashem. And whenever it says Likras, it means that both parties are going towards each other. Klal Yisrael went out towards Hashem, and Hashem went out towards Klal Yisrael. Lamadu, this comes to teach us, Sheyotza kenegdom, that Hashem went out towards Klal Yisrael. Hashem mi Sinai bo, Hashem came out from Sinai towards Klal Yisrael. Vizorach miseir lomoi, and he shown to them from Seir, Sheposach libnei Esav sheyekablu es haTorah. He proposed to the Bnei Esav that they should accept the Torah. V'lo rotzu, and they did not want, since it says in the Torah, loy sirtzach. Hoifi Elohim, he appeared to them mehar poron, from har poron. Sheholach sham, he went over there to har poron, uposach libnei Yishmol sheyekabluho, and he proposed to the Bnei Yishmol, who live in har poron, that they should accept the Torah. V'lo rotzu, and they did not want, because it says loy signoiv. But also Yisrael, then he came to Klal Yisrael, May Rivavois Kodesh, the Imay, and with him, Mixas Rivavois Malachi Kodesh, only part of the tens of thousands of holy Malachim, V'loi Kulam V'loi Rubam, and not all of them, and not most of them, V'loi Kederach Bosav Adam, not like a human being, Shemare Kol Kavod Oshroi V'Sefartoi B'yem Chupasoi, who shows off all his honor and his wealth, and all of his glory on the day of his Chuppah. Hashem, on the day of his Chuppah, only came towards Klal Yisrael with part of his many, many malachim. Eish does a fiery law, Shehosek Suva Me'oz Lefonov, because the Torah was written from way back, 2,000 years before the creation of the world, Be'eish Shechera Al-Gabe Eish Levono, with a black fire on a white fire, corresponding to our Torah that has black ink on white parchment. Nosan lahem beluchois, Hashem gave it to them in the luchois, ksav yad yaminoi, the writing of his right hand. According to this pshat, Eish dos means the laws of the Torah that were written with Eish. Dava acher, another pshat, Eish dos, a fiery law. Kitagumai, like Targum says, shenitna lahem mitoch Eish, the Torah was given to them from Har Sinai that was burning in fire. I would just like to point out that Rashi over here translates the words Hashem mi Sinai bo v'zorach mi Seir lomoi hoifia mi Har Poron differently than he said in Parshas Ha'azinu Perik Lamed Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph. Because over here, Rashi explains the words Hashem mi Sinai bo, that Hashem came out towards Klal Yisrael from Sinai, v'zorach mi Seir lomoi, and he shone forth to them after having offered the Torah to the Bnei Esav, hoifia mi Har Poron, he appeared to them after having offered the Torah to the Bnei Yishmael. Rashi in Parshas Ha'azinu said that the point of the pasuk is to tell us that Hashem did not appear to Klal Yisrael with such a power coming to them from one side, because they would not be able to handle that. But rather, he dispersed his strength in four different directions, coming from Sinai, coming from Seir, and coming from Har Poron. And also another pasuk that says a fourth place, Eloika mi Teimon Yovoi, Hashem comes from Teimon. The pasuk is telling us that Hashem is like the eagle, Al Goizolov Yirachev, who hovers over his young ones and does not place all his weight on them. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not place all his weight on them, did not appear to them from one side, but rather dispersed his strength, appearing to them from four different directions. Zakrashi Af Choyvev Amim, and Af over here means also, Gam Chiba Yisera Chibe Bes HaShvatim. Also with an extra love, he loved the Shvatim. Kol Echad Ve'echad Koru Om. Each one of the Shvatim for themselves are called a nation. Sha'arei Binyamin Levadei Hoya Asid Li Volei. Because Binyamin alone was destined to be born, Kisha Omar Kodesh Baruch Li Yaakov, when Hashem said to Yaakov, Goy Ughal Goyim Yimi Mecha, a nation and a congregation of nations will be from you. So Goy was referring to Binyamin. So we see that one Shevet is referred to as Goy, a complete nation. Kol Kedosha Biyodecho, Nafshois HaTzadikim Genuzois Itoi. The souls of the tzaddikim are stored with him. Kinyan Shenemar, like the pasuk says in Shmuel, V'hoisa nefesh adoini, and the soul of my master should be tzerura bound bitzror hachayim, in the bond of life, es Hashem alaykecho, together with Hashem your God. V'heim tuku l'raglecho, v'heim ru'uyim l'kach, and they are worthy of this. Shari tuku atzmon l'toich tachtis ahar, because they became centered underneath the mountain. L'raglecho, by your feet, b'sinai, by Sinai. Tuku loshen pu'alu. Tuku means to become acted upon. It does not mean that you did the action, but rather the action was done to you. It does not mean you centered yourself, but rather you became centered. Hisvaku l'toich margoloisecho, they became centered by your feet, Hashem. Yisa midabroisecho, carrying your words. Nosu aleim oil teroisecho, carrying upon them the yoke of your Torah. Midabroisecho, Hamemboi karvli yisoid. The mem in the word midabroisecho is almost like the root of the word. Kimoi, like the pasuk says, vayishma es hakoil midaber elov, and also vaeshma koil midaber elai, which means kimoi misdaber elai. And this is a way of covered for Hashem, where Hashem is not actually speaking to Moshe, but rather Hashem speaks to himself, and Moshe overhears. Av says, so too this word midabroisecho, it means misdabroisecho. Masha Yisa Midaber, what you Hashem spoke to yourself, Lahashmi Eini Lemur Lahem, to allow me to hear in order to say to them. Hashem speaks by himself, to himself, and Moshe listens from the outside in order to say it to Klal Yisrael. The Unkelus Tergum, and Targum Unkelus explained, Shehayu Noisim Al Pi Dvarecho. The Pasuk Yisa Midaber Secha means that Klal Yisrael traveled through the word of Hashem. Vamemboi Shimush, and according to this Pshat, the mem is a functional prefix, mishameshes loshen min, meaning resulting from. Yisa Klal Yisrael traveled, midabroisecha, resulting from Hashem's word. Zach Rashi dover acher, another pshat, af choyvev amim. According to this pshat, af means even. Af bishas ti boson, shel umayis ha'olam, even when Hashem shows love to the other nations, shereisa lohem ponim soichakos, you showed them a happy face, umosarta es Yisrael biodom, and you gave Klal Yisrael over into their hands, Kol Kedosha Biodecho, Kol Tzadikeim V'toyveim, all of Klal Yisrael's Tzadikim and their good ones, Dovekubach, attached themselves to you, V'loi Moshu Me'acharecho, and they did not move from you, V'yata Shomrom, and therefore you protected them,
V'heim tukul raglecho, and they became centered by your feet. V'heim mismatzin umiskansin l'tachat tzilcha. This means that they became centered and gathered by your shade. Yisa midabroi secho, mekabelin gzeroi secho v'dosai secho b'simcha, accepting your decrees against them and your laws b'simcha with happiness. V'eila divrehem, and these are the words that the tzaddikim say. Torah asher tzivalonu Moshe. The Torah that Moshe commanded us was not a one-time gift, and now that it is hard for us, we will give it up. But rather, Mayroshahi Likilas Yaakov, it is an inheritance for all of the congregation of Yaakov, for generations. Therefore, Achaznuha, we will take hold of it, V'loina Azveno, and we will not abandon it. Zakrashi Vayihi HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yeshur Melech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always a king over Yeshur and over Klal Yisrael. Rashi over here says that Vayihi B'Yeshur Melech is referring to Hashem. V'ayin Rashi Parshas B'Haloischa Perik Yud Pasuk Beis, that over there Rashi explains the Pasuk Vayihi B'Yeshurun Melech to mean that Moshe is a king over Yeshurun over Klal Yisrael. So over here Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always a king over Yeshurun, Tamid Oil Machusa Aleihem, the yoke of his rulership is always over them. B'his Asef, B'chol His Asef, by all gatherings, Roshei, Cheshbon Asifosom, the calculations of their gatherings. When Klal Yisrael is gathered together to be counted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king over this large assembly. Roshei Zekurashi K'moy Kisisa Es Roish. The word Roshei in this pasuk is like Roish in the pasuk Kisisa Es Roish. Just like over there it means when you will be Makabel, the Cheshbon, the calculations of the number of Klal Yisrael, so to over here, Roshei O means the calculations of the number of Klal Yisrael. B'his Asef Roshei Om. When they are gathered together in large groups to be counted, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech over them, B'roiv Om Hadras Melech. And all these psukim before the brachos start are telling us, Ru'uyim Elu She'avorechem, these people, Klal Yisrael, are worthy that I should bench them. Because they accepted the Torah, they are shown great love by Hashem, and He is their King. According to this first pshat, the pasuk of Vayihi V'Yishur Melech is attached to the previous psukim that said, Af Chodev Amim, even when Hashem shows love to other nations, still Hashem is king over Klal Yisrael. However, according to the Dava Acher, this pasuk stands for itself. Dava Acher b'sasev Rosh Yom, b'sasvom yachad ba'aguda achas, when Klal Yisrael stands together with unity, b'sholoim b'neihem, and there is peace between them, hu malkom, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is their king, v'loi k'shiyesh b'machloikis b'neihem, and not when there is machloikis between them. V'yihi v'yishur melech, when is Hashem a king over Klal Yisrael? B'sa'asef Rosh Yom Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael has Achdos. So Grashi Yechi Reuven, Reuven shall live, Ba'ol Mazeh in this world, Ba'al Yomois, and he shall not die, La'olam Habo in the next world. Shelo Yizocher Loi Ma'ase Bila. The story of Bila should not be remembered about him. Behemoth of Mizpar and his men shall be in the count, Nimnin B'minyan Shar Echov, counted in the number of the other brothers. Dugmehizu, this is similar to Kinyan Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Vayishkav es Bila, it was considered as if Reuben lied with Bila, but still, Vayu b'nei Yaakov shneim osar, the children of Yaakov were still 12. Shalayotam in Aminyan, Reuben was not taken out of the count. Behemoth of Mizpar, his men shall still be in the count. Zokrashi v'zois li Yehuda, Samach Yehuda l'Reuben, the reason why the bracha of Yehuda is placed next to the bracha of Reuben, Mipnei sheshneim hoidu al kilkul shebiyodam, because both of them confessed the avera that was in their hands. Shenema, like the pasuk says in Iyuv, Asher chachomim yagidu, the wise ones said, which means Reuven and Yehuda that admitted, Lohem levadam, to them themselves, and therefore, V'le ovar zor b'seichom, no stranger came between them. Which means that Levi is not placed between Reuven and Yehuda, because Reuven and Yehuda had something in common, and that is that both of them confessed. V'oy pirshu rabbi seinu, and our rabbanim say another pshat, Shekomem shana shahu Yisrael ba midbar, all 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the midbar, hayu atzmois Yehuda misgalgalim ba'oron, the bones of Yehuda were rolling in his casket. Mipnei nidu shekibel alav, because of the cherum that Yehuda accepted upon himself, shenema, like the pasuk says, v'chotosi la'ovi kol hayomim. Yehuda told Yaakov, if I do not bring back Binyamin, I will lose my olam hazeh and olam haba. And even though Yehuda brought back Binyamin, Chazal learned in Masech the Makis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Nidui al Tnai, have a Nidui. A conditional Nidui, a conditional Cherem, takes effect no matter what, even if the condition is not fulfilled. And therefore, Amar Moshe davened for Yehuda and said, Migoram Leruven Sheyoida, who caused Reuven to admit and confess his Avera? Yehuda, it was Yehuda's confession that was Ma'ore Reuven to confess. And Moshe davened, for that schus, Yehuda's bone should stop rolling in his casket. And immediately the bone stopped rolling in the casket. According to Rashi's first pshat, Yehuda and Reuven are placed near each other because they have something in common. They were both Moida. According to this pshat, it is even more than that. Yehuda was the cause for Reuven's admission. Zakrashi, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, Hashem should listen to the voices of the tefilos of the kings of Yehuda. This is referring to Tfilas David, the tefillah of David, Ushloimai and the tefillah of Shloimai, Va'asa and the tefillah of Asa mipnei Akushim against the Kushim, V'Yehoshaphat mipnei Ho'amoinim and the tefillah of Yehoshaphat against the Amoinim, V'Chizkiyah and the tefillah of Chizkiyah mipnei Sancherev against Sancherev. Ve'el amoy tevienu, and to his nation you shall bring him, l'sholoim, bring him back peacefully, mipnei hamelchama, from the war. Yodav, his hands, rovloi, should fight for him. Yorivu rivoi, should fight his battles, v'yinkoim nikmosoi, and take revenge for him. Ve'ezer mitzarv tihiyeh, and you shall be a help against his enemies. Al Yehoshaphat ispalo, this is referring to specifically Moshe's tefillah to help Yehoshaphat, al mechemes Rames begilad, during the war to capture Rames Gilad. Where over there, the sword was against Yehoshaphat's throat. Vayizak Yehoshaphat, and Yehoshaphat davened v'Hashem oizroi, and Hashem helped him. Zakrashi, Dava Acher, another pshat, Shema Hashem kol Yehuda, Hashem should hear the voice of Yehuda. Kan remez bracha l'shimon mitech berchosef shel Yehuda. And the bracha of Yehuda is a remez for the bracha of Shimon, because Shema is the first three letters of the name Shimon. And that is why Yehuda comes after Reuven, because in Yehuda's bracha is included Shimon, who comes right after Reuven. Va'af kishecholku Eretz Yisrael, and even when Eretz Yisrael was divided, not al Shimon mitoch garole shel Yehuda, Shimon took from the portions of Yehuda. Shenema, like the pasuk says, mechevel b'nei Yehuda nachlas b'nei Shimon. From the portion of Yehuda came the portion of Shimon, because the portion that was given to Yehuda originally was too big for them. They did not need so much. Therefore, a piece was taken off from them and given to Shimon. So we see, in the chelik of Yehuda was the chelik of Shimon, so too over here, in the bracha of Yehuda was the bracha of Shimon. Umipnema lo yiched lo bracha b'fnei atzmai. Why didn't Moshe give Shimon a bracha for themselves? Shehoyah b'libay alav, because he had tainos and Shimon. Amasha also b'shitim, for what Shevet Shimon did in Shittim. Over there, they were the ones who were mezane with the Bnei Ismayav and worshipped Baal Pa'ar. Kach kosa ba'agodas Tehillim, that is what is stated in Agodas Tehillim, and therefore Shimon did not receive his own bracha, but was rather included in the bracha of Yehuda. The Ayin in Rashi, Parshas Kisavoy, Perik Chavzayin, Pasuk Chavdalet, where he quotes Rav Moshe HaDarshin, who says that by Har Grizim and Har Evol, 11 curses are mentioned, corresponding to the 11 Shvatim. However, a klola corresponding to Shevet Shimon was not said, since Moshe did not intend to give Shevet Shimon their own bracha before his death. He did not want to issue a klola corresponding to them either.